Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913-1914, page 6. Here is the extracted text from the image, stated in my recollection, until September 2, 1915, that I have ever expressed any opinion, anywhere, at any time prior to this trial, that Leo M. Frank was guilty. I do not remember. I never had any prejudice against the said Leo M. Frank, and I never had any fixed opinion or entertained any kind of opinion of the merits of the case until I heard the evidence. And I qualified as a juror with an unbiased mind and with a disposition to readily yield and conform to the evidence, and to be controlled absolutely by the law and the evidence, that I did not know Monsieur Johenning, one of the jurors in the case of the state versus Leo M. Frank, until we were impaneled and sworn in the case. I do not recall that I ever saw him before. I did not observe the conduct and the deportment of the said Johenning during the entire 29 days that we were together as jurors. He did not say or do anything during that entire time that enabled me to know how he stood on the issue. He did not give vent, so far as I saw or know, to any expression indicating any bias or prejudice for or against the defendant, Leo M. Frank. So far as I was able to judge from his conduct and deportment, said Monsieur Johenning was an upright, honest, fair, prudent, impartial, and conscientious juror, imbued with only one idea and purpose, namely the ascertainment of the truth under the evidence and law as given in charge by the court. The same is true of each and every other juror on the panel. That I did not at any time while a juror hear any cheering and no applause, excepting open court, which was publicly taken notice of and reproved by the court. I did not know that there had been any cheering of anybody connected with the case, or that there had been any cheering in any way growing out of the Frank case. I did not hear anybody say that there had been any cheering until after the verdict was rendered, and I did not hear any myself at any time until after the verdict was rendered, when I did hear about 2 or 3 minutes after the verdict had been read, and while the jury was being polled, cheering on the